Do you want to be better in business or life? Do you want to be able to execute and succeed? You must have a positive mindset. You must believe and stay focused. Do you know what it takes? It takes fuel. Welcome to Fuel Your Drive.
How's everybody doing? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Josh York, and welcome to Fuel Your Drive. Today, oh yes, today we have a very special guest, and this guest, well, he runs one of the most successful podcasts out there. It's actually called the Growth Now Movement. It's had some of the biggest players in the game. In high school, this individual was someone who was likely to not succeed, came from a broken home, father was in jail, mother was an addict, and he thought it'd be a great idea to start this business with a friend of his, and they wanted to put this expo together. And let me tell you, it was probably the worst thing that ever happened because they only sold, well, he'll tell about it, but three tickets. And look, I always talk about it, positivity. When you lose, you learn lessons, and that's okay. But guys, get ready. Everybody get ready and welcome my man to the show, Justin Shank. Justin, how are you doing? Welcome.
Josh, man, thank you so much, dude. We've talked about this already a number of times. Your energy is so infectious, and I feel like I have to step it up a notch. And so I'm really excited about this conversation. Hopefully we can impact your audience.
Awesome. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, the first thing I want to start out is because you have a lot of experience with this. You've heard from a lot of different people, you know, some of the players you've had on your podcast. Let's talk about that a little bit and talk about something that you see as a consistency across the board with all these people who are very successful, high achievers, as I like to call it, the A++ players. Talk a little bit about that so we can kind of, you know, get the audience familiar with that and, you know, obviously share a little bit more if you want to detail about what you do in your show.
Yeah, man, it's a great question. You know, it was something that took me a little bit of time to figure out what was the common denominator behind all these successful people that I've had the opportunity to interview, right? And so if I were to back up a little bit, I started this podcast in hopes that I could connect with top entrepreneurs to learn how to run a business. And what I learned was it's not about running a business, it's about finding happiness, right? And so when I look at the connection between everybody, because I have interviews with people in health, people in business, people in relationships, it's about leveling up your life and growing. And I ask a specific question in the interview, and that is, you know, what's your definition of success? And what are three things you do every single day to ensure that success for yourself? The definition of success is always different. A lot of people say, you know, I thought it was millions of dollars. When I got millions of dollars, it wasn't that, and whatever the case may be. But what I realized was the three things I do every single day is self-serving. And it sounds super selfish, right? And we see all these people that are successful, and we're like, well, they're giving back, they're doing all this stuff. But it's because they take care of themselves first. And I realized before I reached success in business and my podcast, I was trying to give as much as I possibly could, but I was running myself ragged. And the common denominator behind all these successful people is that they truly take care of themselves first. And there's a guy that I had on my show named Preston Smiles, and he worded it the best way possible. He said, I fill up my cup, and what is in my cup is for me, but what overflows is for everybody else. And so if we can set ourselves up for success in life, whether it be through routines, through certain things we do throughout the day or week or month, to make sure that we are full, then we can give to the rest of the world. And that's been the common denominator in these successful people, is they make sure that their cup is full. And it's been absolutely game-changing for me, because once I figured that out and I started to be like, no, I need to do what's right for me, what's right for my health, what's right for my energy, everything else kind of flowed from there. And I hope that answered the question for you.
That's fantastic. I love it. That's fantastic. That's great. You know, what's in the cups for me and what overflows is for everyone else. That's really, really amazing. And it's funny, you know, when you actually say that, I think about, you know, probably what most people think about when they start is, how can I make as much money as I can? And when you actually really start thinking about it, if you're just a good person, good things happen. Good things happen. And I've learned that over the years, 12, 13 years now in business. And I've learned that over the years. And I do good things all the time, like just things that make me feel good, whether it's paying for someone's groceries, whether it's, you know, having some person that's just starting in the game reach out to me and jump on a phone call with them. And they're like in awe at the fact that they're actually able to get some mentorship and advice from me. That's very important. So, you know, tell me a little bit about what you have done personally. So it's really giving back and helping people, because I think that's a very powerful thing and really kind of just touched me there with, you know, with what you said.
Yeah, man. You know, I think one of the great lessons I've also learned beyond taking care of yourself is being able to give unconditionally. And that literally means unconditionally. I think people hear that wrong a lot of times. They think that, oh, I'm going to give. And then they subconsciously, they expect something in return. You know, I think when we can live in the world of abundance and we can give as much as we possibly can, the world kind of gives back to you, right? But now I started to become friends with some of the most successful people in the world, like you were alluding to earlier. And it was one of those things where I didn't feel like I belonged. I was just some guy in Reading, Pennsylvania, having conversations with these people that I admired. And all of a sudden I started becoming friends with them. And I was like, what's going on? Like, why are these people then reaching back out to me, trying to help me, asking me for advice, asking me about the podcast space, asking me about business? And it wasn't connecting at first. And what I realized was I end every single conversation pretty much the same way. And that is, let me know how I can help you. And it's sincere. It's genuine. I want to help individuals. I want to be able to connect them with the right people. I want to be able to help in anything that I can. And I started to connect some of the most amazing people together, right? And so you had Ed Mylett on your show. By the way, amazing episode. If you guys are listening to this one, go back and listen to that one. Just incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And, you know, the first conversation I had with Ed, I ended it with, hey, man, let me know how I can help. And he was, like, taken back. He was like, nobody ever says that to me. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, people usually come to me and ask for things, and they don't end conversations with, let me know how I can help. And that was like a big aha moment for me. It made me kind of aware of to what I was doing, right? And so I don't do big, grandiose things. I might have paid for people's coffees and groceries and stuff like that. But when I look at it, I go, the greatest thing I can do is be there for people. Ed said to me, he said, Justin, you know, guys like me and Grant Cardone and these people that we really look up to in the space of online and business, nobody ever wants to help them. And sometimes it's just listening. Sometimes it's just being there for them when they need you to be there for them. And when you do it genuinely, it all comes back to you, right? It's the rule of reciprocity. When you give, you will receive, but you have to give unconditionally. And so my whole entire life is full of giving, right? And so we're a couple of days away from Thanksgiving and then a month away from Christmas. And I love the giving aspect. It's been like that since childhood. And what I realized when I plugged it into networking and plugged it into the podcast and my life and my business, everything else came back to me tenfold. And it wasn't because I was trying to seek it. It wasn't because I was doing something special. It was just because I was giving and giving and giving, and the world ended up giving back to me. All of my clients are strictly through referral basis because I just give. And so this kind of crazy thing that I truly unlocked was, like, we just stepped out of our own way sometimes and stopped focusing on what's in it for me and started giving. I think the whole world would be a better place and we'd all be living in abundance. That's for sure. I mean, you hit it on the head. Like, we chase money, but when we chase money, it eludes us. So why not just give as much as we can, even if we don't have anything to give in that moment?
100%. Well, that's fantastic. Well, let's kind of shift a little bit now. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, what was really the thing that classified you as least likely to succeed, and then kind of talk a little bit about, you know, growing up seemed like it was a challenge. And listen, man, challenges are great. And I always say, you know, you choose your own destiny. If you put things in your mind that you think, you know, are going to hold you back, or you think you're not going to be able to get to that next level, well, that's on you. Because let me tell you something, I've had my fair amount of challenges over the years, and you drive it. You're in the seat. You're the one driving it. So why don't you talk a little bit about that, Justin, so, you know, we can kind of shed some light on this to my audience.
Yeah, man, I appreciate the opportunity. You know, when I go back in my bio, it says something along the lines of, like, would have gotten the award for least likely to succeed in high school if they had that senior superlative. And I say that because in high school, at one point, I had a 1.7 GPA. My dad was in jail and my mom was in the middle of a 20-year opioid addiction. And when you look at that, you know, they say if your parent has an addiction problem, you have a 50% chance of having an addiction. If your parent ends up in jail, you have a 50% chance of ending up in jail. Well, you look at my life, you're 100% screwed. You've got no shot. And so, you know, really, I think a lot of people looked at me at that time and said, man, I feel bad for that kid. He's got no shot. And I think for me, I didn't know what I wanted to do when I got older. I just knew what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to fall into the same traps my parents did. Look, I preface this always with, my parents were incredible, loving parents. They supported me in anything I wanted to do. They just made poor personal decisions, right? And I think that I was given the gift of self-awareness. And I said, look, I know I'm not going to college. That's not happening. I'm with a 1.7 GPA. So what do I do? And I ended up getting a job in direct sales and latching on to mentors and doing really, really well in that space and becoming a manager. And so found the power of mentorship really, really early on. I was probably 19 years old when I latched onto this idea of, let me mirror and match individuals that I admire, and hopefully I can figure out success. And so it really began a journey at 19 years old of, like, discovering who I wanted to be, what was my purpose in life, and what kind of business can I build to serve not only myself, but the world. And when I was 19 and a manager within this company, an employee came up to me at the end of a summer and he said, you know, Justin, I probably would have made more money working at McDonald's, but what I learned from you completely changed my life. That moment where I said, that's what I want to do. And from there, it was a pretty long search and journey to figure out what it was, what's the vehicle to be able to serve the world in that way. And podcasting happened to be that space. You know, you'd mentioned briefly the failure of a business, and that was one of the ventures. that went into how do we serve people? How do we make sure that we're giving back? And how do we guide people into the growth that they want to be? That way failed, right? But that's life. Life is about figuring it out by trying. I think so often people sit in their own skin and they go, oh, I don't think that'll work. And they literally can talk themselves out of the fact that this could be a successful track instead of just trying, because they're so afraid of failure that they just don't step into it. And so for me, it was really a journey from 19, now 35, and it's been a successful business for about 3 years now. So from 19 to 32 was me trying to figure out the vehicle to really live my purpose. But it all started with that rock bottom moment of saying, everybody looks at me and says, I've got no shot. How do I put that those pieces together? And I think that's a gift, right? I think any adversity that we have in our life is a gift for us to figure out what it is we're supposed to be doing.
That's great. And you know, it's funny. It's like, you know, you talk about that failure. You know, I always in my mind, like, try to think, and I personally never thought like this, but what does someone think? You're going to put together some type of event or show and you're going to have 10,000 people show up day one. It does not work like that. Patience, everything. You got to be patient. The problem is social media, you know, is just screws all that up because people see all these amazing things, and whether it's cars and houses and just people just holding stacks of cash. That takes such a long time to create. It takes so much pain too. You know, really, as I like to touch on it, Justin, is the more pain you experience, the more you know you're going in the right direction. And at the end of the day, you have to experience pain. Growing is a very painful thing. You know, whether you're a young kid and you're having pain because, you know, you're trying to make new friends, or, you know, you're trying to make this certain team or a certain club or whatever it may be. The same thing with growing in a business, growing in your life. You're going to have challenges, but the difference is what Justin was able to do. He was able to take that moment that was negative, turn it, slice it down the center, make it a positive. And now, you know, this guy's interviewing the best of the best in the world on his podcast. And definitely hats off to you. Kudos to you. So, you know, we talked about the challenges and like what kind of got you into this podcast game? Like, what was the first step? Like, where, how did you start getting these people on without obviously the ability or the connections? Because people always probably want to know, how do I do that?
Yeah, dude, that's a great question. And so I'll backtrack really quick. Like I said, when I wanted to start this podcast, I thought it was going to be a vehicle to learn business. I thought it was going to be like, let me talk to the top entrepreneurs and I'm going to figure out the X's and O's of business. Because up until then, I think it was like three total failed businesses where I took everything I had, put it in and completely failed. And I was like, I just need to figure this out. And 5 months before I launched my podcast was the worst day of my life. It was actually November 14th, 2015. So it was just over 4 years ago now. I got that phone call nobody ever wanted to have. And that was the doctor says you need to come. And it was the day that my mom lost her 20-year battle to opioids. And I walked into that hospital room and saw her laying there in the little bed, intubated, not awake. And I said to her right before she passed, probably about 10 minutes before she passed away, I go, I don't know what it looks like, but I promise you that this is not going to go unnoticed. And I promise you that I'm going to make you proud. And that organically made this podcast take a completely different turn. And we started to talk about self-love and growth personally, finding happiness and what's that look like. And it became the anti-social media. It became the, I don't want you to look at the nice house, the cars, the girls, the whatever. I don't want you to look at that. I want you to look on the inside and say, what makes me happy? And how do we navigate? Because it wasn't opioids that killed my mom. The fact that she didn't like herself. The fact that she wasn't happy. So how do we unlock that individuals for them to, you know, find happiness and live a full life instead of cutting it short like my mom did? And so when that happened organically, and when that happened, I think the message and my purpose aligned. And I got really lucky early on and started to connect with some great people pretty early on. And then I genuinely, again, cared about those individuals and their story. And then they started to introduce me to other people, right? And that kind of happened over time. And then I woke up November 14th, 2017, and my life completely changed. My social media was blowing up, podcast numbers 4X, and I had no idea what happened. What I found out was, I was actually listed as a top 8 podcast every entrepreneur should follow by Inc. Magazine. And it was 2 years to the day of my mom's death, but it was 2 years of hard work. It was showing up consistently. It was showing up to serve others that were listening. At the time, there was like 100 people listening to an episode. It wasn't that large, but I kept showing up because I felt like I was serving some sort of purpose. What I found was if you continuously show up and you continuously give, like we were talking about earlier, and you continue to serve the people that are listening, whether that's one person, 100 people, or a million people, whoever's paying attention show up and serve them and the rest will follow. And it has to fall in line with what feels good. I think so often we try our best or try so hard to be like the Gary V's of the world and people I admire like Andy Frisella and Joel Marion. And we want to be those people. But guess what? I know for a fact, and you and I know Joel works till 4 a.m. He'll pound away on that keyboard writing the perfect copy to make millions of dollars till 4 a.m. You're waking up at 4 a.m, right? So it's this different world. We have to just be ourselves, what serves us. And when you do that, the money will follow. I mean, it's just really kind of been this crazy journey. And for me, it was really a switch. I had a guy on my show right around the time of the Inc. article. His name was Fabio Viviani. And Fabio Viviani is from America's Top Chef. I think 37 restaurants at this point. They're going to do $300 million in business this year. Extremely impressive human being. He took a liking to me. And overnight, he wrote 40 individual emails, introduced me to 40 top people. And then that's when you started seeing guys like Andy Frisella on my show and Ed Mylett and all these incredible people that I have in my life. And it's because of one person, but it's because I showed up consistently for 2 years, right? There's no magic pill. There's no do this and this will happen. It's called show up, work hard, be consistent, and then the world will give you what you need at the end.
That is spot on, man. That is so spot on. It's funny. You know, I do wake up every day at 3:45 and people always say, you know, oh, I don't know how you do it. You think I really like waking up at 3:45 every day? No, you just do it. You just do it. So listen to what Justin said, because it's so true. You just got to be consistent and you got to do it over and over and over. And then when you want to stop, you keep doing it and you keep going, because the consistency is always going to be key. And this is what has allowed Justin to have great success. And, you know, why don't we talk a little bit about some of these events you have coming up? Because I know, you know, you got big things going on, and obviously this could also be a little bit of a channel to open up for some more possible people to join, because it's pretty special what you got going on, Justin. So maybe you can touch on that.
Yeah, man. So obviously with the podcast, The Growth Now Movement, I wanted to go a little bit deeper. I wanted to really connect my audience with the people that I've had on my show. And I've wanted to do something really spectacular. And you talked about a failed business that I had in the past, which was live events. And for some odd reason, I'm obsessed with this idea of live events. And so this last year, I held the first ever Growth Now Movement Live, which was a sold-out event. It was extremely exciting here in Reading, Pennsylvania. I had an amazing speaker lineup. And when that happened, I go, all right, now let's do it again and let's double it in size. And so I have Growth Now Movement Live 2020 coming up in May. And actually, I'll say it now. I don't know when this interview is coming out, but you're going to be one of these speakers, you know, completely inspiring and lifting up the audience and taking them to a next level, along with guys like Anthony Trucks, women like Natalie Jill Fitness, just incredible people on the stage to help level people up. And people are like, well, you know, why are you doing this? And I think for me, I was given a gift, and the gift was this vehicle of podcasting, where I've been able to connect with some of the most amazing people. And I said to myself, how do I take this and take it to another level? Yeah, sure, people listen to the show, but how do I introduce the people that I call friends and mentors of mine to people that are listening and people that are paying attention? And the live event's it, man. And so it's really a day and a half long rock concert for entrepreneurs, forward thinkers, and people looking to level up in all areas of their life. And it's one of the most inspiring, amazing things I've ever been able to put together. And I can't wait for this year, between the incredible speaker lineup, including you, the entertainment, the after parties, all the stuff that goes in between, because it's all about human connection, man, as you know. And I can't wait to see your keynote, man, because I have clips of you speaking and it completely blows me away. And I can't wait to see your keynote, because it's going to be absolute fire.
Oh, you better understand and know that, my friend. The energy is going to be out of control. So that is a fact. And I appreciate you obviously having me. So I'm very excited about that. But all right, so listen, that's great. So now you got these events coming. You're getting out, you know, to more and more people, providing value. Now, what do you think this is going to look like? Let's fast forward in 10 years. Because now I always talk about vision. Vision is everything. So let's get inside that beautiful hair ahead. Let's go inside the head. All right, this guy's got a gray head of hair, let me tell you. But let's get inside there and tell me, what's the vision? Talk to me. What do you see?
Dude, you know, it's truly the growth of this event. My ultimate vision, we have an arena here in Reading, Pennsylvania that sits 6,000 people. My ultimate goal is to fill that arena every single year and have some of the top speakers on that stage and just have an energy that's never been felt before in the city of Reading, Pennsylvania. And people go, dude, I get that you live in Reading. Why are you doing it in Reading? Because it makes it so much harder. It makes it harder because it's harder to get here. We have no airport. The closest airport's an hour away. But I'm doing it because when I went back to that kid at 16 years old and people looked at me and said, you've got no shot, kid. People look at Reading and say, you've got no shot. And I want to continue to prove people wrong that it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter even where you are today. What matters are the decisions you make today to create a better tomorrow. And so when you talk about vision, I actually have a daily visualization practice that's super extreme, that actually when I give a keynote, I walk the audience through the visualization because it's super deep. I talk about what's it smell like, what's it feel like, what are your loved ones saying to you in that moment. I can tell you exactly how I will feel the day that I am standing on the stage at the Santander Arena. It's called now. It'll probably be called something different when I get there. But standing on the stage at Santander Arena with 6,000 people on their feet, absolutely ready to grow with the Growth Now movement. I know exactly what it feels like. I know exactly what it smells like. I know exactly what my loved ones will say to me, because visualization, like you said, is the most powerful tool. Like, I already know, man, I'm already there. And people said to me last year at Growth Now Movement Live, how are you so calm right now? Everything's going on around you. How are you so calm? I go, because it's already happened 10,000 times. The visualization's happened already 10,000 times in my head. So if you can prepare your brain for whatever's next, you're going to be so freaking ready for it that it's going to be a no-brainer. So I know I'm going to sell out that arena. I know I'm going to be surrounded by my loved ones. You know, it's just about now taking the action that's going to get me to my visualization.
I love it. Listen, it takes a lot to impress me, I have to tell you. And it takes a lot to really persuade me to believe. But I actually do believe that. I really, truly do believe that. Because at the end of the day, look, I do that same visualization thing every single day. I see myself walking to my next home. I see myself, you know, in certain places where I'm going to be. And it is such an important thing. I know you're going to be there, and I'm going to be there to support you when that day comes. But at the end of the day, everything's got to come down to just brick by brick by brick.
That's it.
You have to continuously keep building brick by brick. And you know what? Some of those bricks are going to fall. But you know what? You can build it over again. You know, I like to always give a little scenario. I don't know if everyone's going to remember this song, but you remember this?
Oh yeah, Mario Brothers.
Yes, Mario Brothers. Entrepreneurship is just like playing a video game. You know why? Because when you die, you come back to life. And I'll give you a very simple example. I'm not a big gamer, but I used to love playing Mario Bros. When I was younger. And I was trying to save the princess, right? I was trying to get her, Justin. I had to save her, right? Now, I get to the castle, and there's King. I think his name was Dracula. And I ran under King Dracula and fell in the lava. But you know what? I got past a certain point in the round. So you know how sometimes you start from a certain point rather than going back to the beginning? Because just like in business, when you build somewhat of a foundation, you don't have to go all the way back. But the next round, when I went, I jumped over him, and I won. Mm. So you hear what I'm saying? That is exactly what's happened to you in this scenario with an event that you tried to run that was a failure, but you got back. You got up. You got after it. Now you got this big event coming up. There's going to be hundreds of people there, and then next year, it's going to double, and it's going to triple, and it's going to quadruple and triple and keep growing and growing and growing because you're going to make that happen. So people, listen to what Justin's saying. Visualization is everything. And if you don't see it, how the hell are you going to believe it? Right? Look, something I like to always kind of, you know, talk about, it's very important to me, is success is always a challenge. Always, always. But the question is like, okay, you had some failures. Yeah. But how far are you really willing to go? Like, how far? Like, you know, kind of walk me through that. You know, what is it really? Because you're going to have more challenges. And I'm not saying that to throw any negativity because I'm a positive person. Yeah. But challenges are always going to happen no matter what, you know, just every single day occurrence. So how bad do you want it? Like, how far are you willing to go?
Dude, you know, it's really funny. I've been super fortunate, even though I've failed business multiple times, that I've always had like something that I could then fall back on. I mean, I've gone back to jobs, I've done all the stuff. But now I think for me, you know, people say, oh, no, I've run my own company. I can't do that anymore. I've run my own company. I'm too good for that. I've run my own company. I can't go scrub toilets. I'll go fucking scrub toilets every single day if it's supporting a dream, right? And so for me, the end of the day is if your dream and your visions are aligned, truly, what is your purpose? If that's aligned, you go to the end of the earth, right? And so the end of my life, I want to be remembered for, I want people to say, you know, I left a better person after I met Justin than before. And so as long as my purpose is serving that every single day, I'll do everything that I possibly can, man. Like, nothing is going to stop me from building this thing to the biggest level it could possibly be. And it might be a completely different form than I ever thought it was going to be, because like you said, there will be more failures. There will be times that I trip and fall on my face. There will be times where obstacles become too much. But I also know that, like you said, I've hit so many checkpoints at this point. So when I die, I'm going back to a different spot. When I die, my support system is way different now than it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago. When I die, my knowledge is so much more than it ever was, man. And so for me, I'm going to go until my very last breath. It doesn't matter what kind of obstacle is going to be thrown at me. The worst thing possible has already happened to me. Nothing else is more painful than my mom passing away. She was my best friend. So nothing else bad can happen to me that's ever going to stop me dead in my tracks. Like, I think for me, man, if I can crawl, I'll crawl. If I can drag my lifeless body across that finish line, I'm going to drag my lifeless body across the finish line, because nothing stands in the way of me and what I feel my purpose is. And I think that's the power. I think people look for their purpose all the time because they see the power in it, right? So I found that. And so there's so much power in knowing that I serve a greater purpose than who I am as just a person. And I'll drag my lifeless body across that finish line, man. There's nothing going to stop me from reaching my goals at this point.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm really sorry for the loss of your mother, Justin. Listen, let's shift for 1 second. Let's talk about something. When you're faced with an issue, and you know you get that feeling in your stomach, like that can't breathe feeling, that like anxiety feeling, like how, I know how I handle it. How do you handle it?
Yeah. So I do a couple quick breaths to just kind of refocus myself so I don't go into that anxiety-ridden stress level, right? And then I move forward anyway. I think people get frozen with it, right? I think action is the greatest healer for stress and anxiety than you could ever imagine, because our brains are there to protect us. And I get why anxiety exists. I get why stress exists. I get why it plays a big factor in a lot of people's lives, because our brain's programmed to do that. It's there to protect us. But for me, I found that if I have continuous action and growth, I always get to that next level. And so I live in this world of 1%. My goal is to grow 1% every single day, whether that's becoming a better boyfriend or my girlfriend, becoming a better brother to my sisters, becoming a better businessman, growing my business 1%, whatever it may be, I live in 1%. And so I need to make sure, no matter what that anxiety is or stress is bringing me in that life, whatever that moment is, the end of that day, when I check off my list, did I do the things? It better be 1% growth. And so I know that when that anxiety hits, I don't need to make massive leaps. I just need to make that little incremental win. And then that little incremental win, sometimes when we focus on that, it takes away that I'm nervous moment, I'm scared moment, whatever, because the greater vision is bigger than what that anxiety has to be, right? I think there's like your vision or your purpose has to be 7 times greater than your disappointment can be, right? And so when it's such a big thing that you're building up, those little shock moments aren't going to do it. But we have to focus on the little steps instead of the big ones. Yeah, my big vision, 6,000 people in an arena. But I had to start at 150 year one, right? 6,000 is way too scary. 6,000 would have been that frozen moment for me. So how do we focus on 1% every single day? And that's how I'm able to push through those moments of anxiety and stress, because I focus on those little tiny steps forward versus that gigantic leap that everybody wants overnight.
Fantastic. And the takeaway for me right there is what I always say. You move forward. You got to move forward, and you got to always have a plan. You got to have a plan. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. It's very, very, very simple. And I always know, I always got it going on up here. I'm always thinking, my head's always spinning all the time. But you move ahead. Stopping and, like you said, freezing is not going to do anything for you. It's only going to hurt you. So listen, and Justin, let me tell you something, man. I really liked you before, but I really like you now, because you know what, man? You get it. You get it. And you got a good head on your shoulders. You got a good mindset, right? That's key. I always say business is 80% mindset. 80%. Well, listen, with that said, I always like to finish this off with my infamous, famous question. And that is, if you were hosting this show, what question would you ask?
Yeah, dude. You know, I think it's so funny because I host my own show. And so, you know, I finish off with, in your life, what has been your biggest moment of growth? But me knowing you, right? And me knowing everything that you're building here with this show, I would ask me, what is it that fuels your drive? What fuels your purpose?
Attaboy. I love that. Love it. What's the answer, baby? What fuels your drive, Justin? Tell me.
Yeah, man. For me, it's just that I can impact one life every single day. That's it.
Love it.
And I know that doesn't sound huge. It doesn't sound big whatsoever, but I've had a handful of people, and this is not an exaggeration. I've had a handful of people reach out to me and say, because of your show, I decided not to kill myself. And if I can show up and continue to serve that one person or those handful of people or whoever wants to decide to tune in and listen to my show all over the world every single week, that's it, man. It's that one person. And I think I keep it so simple because I know that this can all be this growth that I've had and the success that I've had can all be taken away tomorrow. But I know there will always be that one person who needs to hear from me or needs to hear a message from one of my incredible guests or whatever the case may be. So what fuels my drive is that one person that needs to hear it in that very moment that's going to change their life. And that's it.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, Justin, keep doing your thing. You're doing a great job. Where can everyone find you? Tell everyone about your podcast. Get it out there.
Yeah, man. So they can search for the podcast, the Growth Now Movement, wherever they listen to podcasts. If they want to come to the event, they want to connect with you in person, connect with me in person, and all the other incredible speakers, it's gnmlive.com. They can get their tickets. They can use the code Josh for a discount, but it's gnmlive.com. Please come hang out with us because, look, we can get all the motivation we want. We can sit here and we can listen to this podcast. Just click subscribe to his podcast. It's absolute fire. But we can do all we want to get motivated, but it's about showing up in the room with the right people and making the right connections. And that's what Growth Now Movement Live is all about. That's why you're coming to it, man. That's why you're one of the keynotes, and I'm just excited about it. So those are the two places. Search for my podcast. Check it out. If you like it, subscribe. And then if you want to come to the event, gnmlive.com.
I love it. That's GNM. So Growth Now Movement. Those are the letters that abbreviate it. Guys, I am your host, Josh York. Thank you again for tuning in to Fuel Your Drive. Until next time, let's get after it.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast, Fuel Your Drive. Please be sure to subscribe and leave a review. I'd really appreciate it. And also, make sure you follow Gym Guys on Instagram. And of course, myself, Josh York GG. We're going to change the world. And we want to help you along the journey.